Rejoicing in Assurance, May 21. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Precious are the privileges accorded him who abides in Christ. The mind of Christ dwells in his faithful followers, their desires are in accordance with his will, their petitions are indicted by his Spirit. They obtain answers to their prayers, for they ask for such blessings as he delights to bestow. But there are thousands of prayers daily offered that God does not answer. There are faithless prayers. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There are selfish prayers, proceeding from a heart that is cherishing idols. There are petulant, fretful prayers, murmuring because of the burdens and cares of life, instead of humbly seeking grace to lighten them. Those who offer such petitions are not abiding in Christ. They have not submitted their will to the will of God. They do not comply with the condition of the promise, and it is not fulfilled to them. They that are abiding in Jesus have the assurance that God will hear them, because they love to do his will. They offer no formal, wordy prayer, but come to God in earnest, humble confidence as a child to a tender father, and pour out the story of their grief and fears and sins, and in the name of Jesus present their wants. They depart from his presence rejoicing in the assurance of pardoning love and sustaining grace. With a sense that Jesus is by your side, you will have cheerfulness, hope, courage, and joy. Never, never separate from Jesus. He never separates from us. By the cross of Calvary he has given evidence of his deep love for us. He does not leave us to fight the battle in our own finite strength. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jesus does not cast us off, even when we grieve him, he clings to us still. Let your heart be animated by the love of Jesus to ardent activity for his glory.